This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. We invite you to join us on the radio here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype, and Skype username is lrn.fm. We know that a lot of people out there are using smartphones. I mean, the smartphone explosion, of course, has happened over the last, I would say, mostly the last half decade or slightly longer than that. Of course, the iPhone came out in, I think, 2007, and things have just, you know, blown up as far as adults and even young people with smartphones. They're just all over the place. But some people are choosing to ditch their smartphone in favor of the so-called dumb phone. Are you one of those? And if so, how's your life been? I mean, we just talked to Michelle Seven last night. She says she's been off of Facebook since 2011, and her life is great.
Well, she's caught up in Twitter.
Oh, she's on Twitter. That's a good point. But I would say that Twitter's not as bad as Facebook, but then again, I don't spend as much time there, so maybe it is as bad. I did hear that Twitter doubled their characters that they're going to allow people to tweet. So from 140 characters up to 280 characters. So anyway, let's continue here. We'll take your calls and thoughts. We want to talk about dumb phones. We can do that. But first, Ricky is on the line in the Commonwealth. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ricky. Ricky in the Commonwealth, going once. Ricky in the Commonwealth, going twice. Well, he was supposedly on the line. The board operator just screened his call, so I don't know if he's having communications issues. I hear somebody there. Ricky, going once.
Oh, hi.
Hello, there you are.
Yeah, I'm here. Am I on the air?
You're on the air. Go ahead.
All right, brother. And your boy got a message for you then, all right? Anyways, that's the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. I don't know if you got my message. I heard that Jersey got a new governor.
Oh, is that right?
Well,
what?
New Jersey has a new Democratic governor. Ralph's going to be moving, I hear.
Oh, okay. Ralph, our caller.
I think he should move to Ohio, personally. I think he should forget about the South. And that brings me to tonight's topic. I went and I voted today.
Hey, congratulations.
Yes, yes. Very important. We're creating, we're at the beginnings of a constitutional amendment out here. We're going to get rid of school taxes. Let's do the county, though.
Did your vote matter?
Yep. Yep, but I can tell you this. I'm an insider now. You're going to love this. I went to go vote. Yeah, it mattered in my district. Let's see here. They
it passed by one vote?
It
passed or failed by one vote?
No, we're creating a constitutional amendment. It takes 2.5 years, brother.
All right.
All right, but now get this.
Just to be clear, it only matters if it's by it passes or fails by one vote.
Well, I'm having trouble hearing you on the phone line. What was that, brother?
No, go right ahead. Ramble on.
No. Yeah, okay, because I went out and voted today, and I can tell you this, and I'm on good information. My district, the constable, keep waving that flag, brother. The judge, I talked to the judge that day, Commonwealth judge. We had a nice little talk. She loves the flag, too.
How did you talk to a judge? Was it where did you talk to a judge? How did you encounter a judge to talk to them?
Because there were some jackasses out front gave me some trouble, and I had to
out
talk
front
to
of where?
The judge. In front of the church where I voted.
Okay. And where was the judge?
Inside. She was real busy because people calling like crazy, harassing her down there.
Now, what was the judge doing? She was inside the polling location?
Yeah, they have a magistrate down there.
They have a magistrate sitting in the polling location in Philadelphia or Pennsylvania?
No. This is northeastern PA.
Okay. Why do you need a magistrate at a voting location? What's their job?
Because I'll tell you one of the reasons why. There was people out front because there was some scandals of some judges. And there was the two things up for reformation, along with this other question that I mentioned as far as the constitutional amendment.
I don't understand. That doesn't answer my question. Why is there a judge? Is she at work? Is she in, like, a judge's robe?
Yes.
Okay, I don't know anything about New Jersey, or excuse me, about Pennsylvania, so I can't say I have any understanding. Is this like a Commonwealth thing where they have judges that are on duty?
Today, because there was a problem, because there was people out front, and one of the things was, is what they were doing was bad, because they were lobbying judges right in front of the polling place.
Okay.
Who was lobbying
the
judges?
These are guys from the right. These are right-wingers. That's why she was there.
She was there because there were people out front who were lobbying judges?
On the table. Tables out front?
Yeah.
Yeah, and they were lobbying the judges because two of them are looking to step down. And see, the question, it was up for reformation. Should we keep them or not? Because they were looking to kick them out.
So in Pennsylvania, the judges are elected positions, is what you're saying?
Yeah.
The judge in this case, the magistrate, wasn't actually running for office, or was she?
No, she's in office. She's in office.
She's there to judge what exactly? What is the magistrate's role at a polling location?
The reason why she was there, and I know why she was there, because the people out front, they gave me trouble. I wanted to talk to them, and they said, "You just want to start trouble with us."
Well, what does a judge have to do with that? I don't. You're not making a connection here. Is anybody else here in the studio understanding what this is about?
I have no idea.
Why would a judge be there?
Because the reason why? The reason why is, hey, they even told me to go and talk to the judge. That Richard Conwell will be more than happy to. Because they try to start trouble with me. They're lobbying judges right in front of the polling place. You can't do that.
So the judge somehow stopped that from happening? For how long were they lobbying?
She's there. She's obviously there if she needs to put forth charges, because these are Commonwealth people, and she's Commonwealth, the separation of state and Commonwealth.
So confusing. I got to say, you can have your Commonwealth if you can keep it. Thanks for the call, Ricky. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. More words did not equal more clarification in that particular case. So, back to the story here about smartphones. David Dahan of Cherry Hill, New Jersey, commenting to, of all places, philadelphia.cbslocal.com. Track my sleep, track my workouts. I use it a lot for mobile banking, said Megan Kalea of Philly. Snapchat, laughed Alicia Dyson of North Philly. Gone are the days when phones used to simply talk or text. But what if we could just go back to that? Disconnect for a while, stress-free, said Patrice White. Christina Colon of Brooklyn, New York, wasn't so sure. She says, I don't think I'd be able to function going back. As Apple and Android release $1,000 smartphones with more features than ever, could dumb phones be the next big seller? They have a couple of them that are actually surprisingly expensive, considering, you know, they call themselves dumb phones. You can pay $150 for a phone calling itself the Light Phone, which only makes and takes calls, transfers them straight from your smartphone, giving you a break from technology.
Wait a second. This is an Apple Watch shaped like a freaking telephone? Is that what's going on here?
I am not sure. I'm pulling up the Light Phone.
Bluetooth connected dumb phone for your smartphone.
That's what it sounds
Shoot me now.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. I'm actually looking at it here. It has a man, like when you first go to the website, thelightphone.com, it's got a guy pulling the thing out of his wallet. So it's supposedly like credit card shaped sort of thing.
Isn't it just a blue? Why not get just a Bluetooth earpiece?
Well, I guess the idea is you're supposed to use this thing instead of actually using your smartphone, which you then have on you and, of course, can easily use in like a fraction of a second. I don't get it. But there's more. The $295 Punkt phone, P-U-N-K-T, the Punkt phone, which lets you talk, text, set alarms, and use a calendar. According to punkt.ch, I'm looking at a picture of this here, and yeah, it looks like a, you know, kind of a slimmer, dumb phone from back in the day with a more of a, you know, buttons, actual buttons on the front of it, but you have to pay $300 for this thing? I mean, what? That's I can go and get a brand, not brand, or I guess a refurbished Samsung Galaxy S5 smartphone for $100.
Are you sure that you didn't
bucks.
Just get punked reading that news? Because it sounds like that's a joke. Punked. You got
could
punked
very well be.
By buying a $300 yeah. dumb phone.
Nokia has launched a back-to-basics version of its mobile device, citing durability and battery life as reasons to buy. What about you? Are you willing to give up your smartphone? Have you given up your smartphone? How'd that go? It's Free Talk Live.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy, fees are low, and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Dash is set up to succeed where other platforms have failed. Give it a try at Dash.org. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at Dash.org.
Fireplaces and wood stoves are wonderful to have and provide low-cost heating, but they've got their drawbacks too. One of them is the increased likelihood that your home will burn. My primary advice is to use to never let fire into your home and make sure that you have an extinguisher on every floor and the garage, and that everyone knows how to use it. But if you love your wood stove, don't want to give it up, make sure that you keep things away from it and have a professional clean it every year. The pro will make sure the chimney is properly functioning also. Make sure to dispose of your ashes outside too. I got my Blink Home Security System delivered right to my door. I downloaded the app and it walked me right through the easy setup. Even with my complicated router system, I was done in like 10 minutes. Now it notifies me whenever something moves in front of the wireless cameras, or I can just check it whenever I want right from my phone. And I got you a deal. Get 3 Blink cams for what the other guys charge you for one, plus an extra 10% off. Visit blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL. Blinkprotect.com/FTL.
Earlier this year, after many years of conflict over the direction of Bitcoin, the creators of Bitcoin Cash did just what they were told to do. They forked off. Now there are 2 Bitcoins. The one that is run by the big bank Betsy's, and Bitcoin Cash, the one that stays true to the creator's vision. Bitcoin Cash has surprised many with its relevancy and staying power, and the price reflects it. If you believe that Bitcoin was meant to be a low-cost, easy-to-use, peer-to-peer currency that could bring economic freedom to the world, you need Bitcoin Cash. Get your Bitcoin Cash wallet right now at Bitcoin.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, your first home medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free. Bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. You can also join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. You can also enjoy the MyPillow over at MyPillow.com with code FTL. MyPillow, in case you're not aware of it, is designed to fit to the shape of your body and hold your neck in the proper position. I've been using mine for well over a year and a half at this point. It's been pretty great. Mark, you also have the MyPillow. In fact, you were complaining because you didn't bring it with you down to Texas when we were recently there.
And my neck hurt.
Yep. Go to MyPillow.com. Use code FTL. Like
if you want a spoiled neck like mine.
And get your MyPillow at half price. And don't forget, you can wash your MyPillow. You can wash and dry the MyPillow product. It's designed for that. For whatever reason, though, you don't like it, within the first 60 days, you can actually send it back to them, get your purchase price back to you. And if you do like it, as we do, then you hang on to it. The pillow is guaranteed to last you for at least 10 years. MyPillow.com with code FTL for the discount. As we continue here, you, of course, can bring up anything that you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. Ian Johnson and Mark in the studio here. We were talking about the new dumb phone. And there's a Guardian article about this punked thing. So even if it is a joke, Johnson, they appear to really actually be selling this thing. Like it's an actual product where you can pay. If for some reason you are just insane, you can pay $295 for one of these dumb phones.
Punked.
Yeah. There's another phone that they mentioned in this article called the Light Phone. But that's not really a phone. It's an accessory for your smartphone. That's supposed to, you know, if you've got the mental fortitude to be able to not use your smartphone, then why would you want to buy another piece to a smartphone? Why not just get the straight-up dumb phone and use that thing? Or if you want to save some money and have basically a dumb phone, just wipe everything off of a cheap smartphone. Go get one of those.
I sure do hate having a computer and, you know, all the information of the world at my fingertips. Carrying around with me at all times, it sure is horrible. What a terrible future we have succumbed to.
Well, I can say this: the touchscreen is not very responsive. You don't know what you're hitting. Like you don't know if you hit a one or a two when you're dialing.
Yeah.
So if people are dialing while they're driving or something like that, and you know, I'm sure this happens. You know, a dumb phone is going to be a safer thing to have at that point.
That's true. Especially when you got to hit a zillion keys just to open the phone.
Right. I recall the good old days. Now, you know, with my car these days, you know, got a new car recently.
Right.
You can, you know, tell it, you know, dial, you know, in the
Hey Siri, the call Free Talk Live.
Right. You could do that.
It takes me about 2 seconds if I wanted to do that.
Well, I can tell you that I have swerved in my lane attempting to make to dial something on my smartphone because I didn't have it all hooked up through my car in the past. Whereas I would have my dumb phone, I'd flip it out. I can feel where the 5 button is because there's a little dot on it. So I know
where every other
button is. Without looking, I can dial 2, 3, 4, 5 or whatever's on my memory and dial. In all likelihood, eight people, if you're going from 1 through 9, 8 people that I, you know, I know well, that's the 8 most dialed numbers I've got right there on my phone. So I can That's how it used to be. So there is some advantage to a dumb phone.
Unless you know how to use your voice.
Well,
and have one.
Yeah, hold on. To get my Google Assistant to wake up, I've got to put in a code. And then I've got to swipe a couple of screens. I got to touch the Google Assistant, and I say, Google, could you go ahead and dial this thing after I've swiped all over hell and back?
I guess. That's the way you have your phone set up, though.
I don't know how to set it up differently.
So you're saying that you can set the phone up to where it listens to you even if it's locked and then will make calls?
Yeah, potentially. Or, well, like, for example, my phone, the unlocking function is not a matter of pressing a whole bunch of buttons on the phone. It's, you know, holding my finger to the phone.
But didn't we find out that the government can force you to do that?
Yeah, potentially.
So you're willing to take that risk?
Yes.
Okay. So, yeah, that's the price you pay for convenience.
I've also set up another feature on my phone where if I, you know, triple tap the phone, it's going to lock it and remove that fingerprint.
Oh, really?
So that, you know.
Okay, that's good.
My phone's unlocked. It won't be able to be unlocked without a passcode.
That's pretty handy.
Yeah, so.
So we're talking about the idea of these dumb phones that people are now getting into, as one author says who has evaluated the punked model, and he's also a phone reviewer, so he's reviewed top-of-the-line smartphones as well, Darren Zagadlo, the creator of OneCutReviews.com, says, quote, I think there's a lot to be said for a product that makes you nostalgic. He says, we've hit a point where we can pretty much do everything with these phones, and I think some people are finding themselves saying, what do I need all that for? And I don't agree. I don't think you can do everything with smartphones. In fact, I find using them to be, clumsy in a lot of cases. Yeah, you can do a lot with them, but I can do a heck of a lot more with a laptop in front of me. You know, switching between programs, copying, pasting, everything's faster when you use a laptop or a desktop computer. And, you know, phones just are a slow way of doing things. But I got to agree, they are an important tool to have, especially if you want to have encrypted communications. Or at least purportedly encrypted communications. Signal, for instance, has come under fire recently. Whenever I ended up interviewing that guy at the Texas Bitcoin conference, there was some guy there who was going to trash talk Signal, and we wanted to get him, but we never ended up getting him back.
Yeah, I mean, that's the problem with conventions. People show up at funny times expecting you to do the interview.
And most of the time we can, but in that case, we weren't able to. So I was curious to hear about what that was all about. But with a dumb phone, you can send a text, but that's all going to be in the clear, right? So the phone company that you have is going to be able to read every single text that you send if you have one of these dumb phones. So, I mean, there are reasons not to get the dumb phone. And I guess one reason people don't want the smartphones is because they don't trust themselves to be able to not use some of the features. And I understand, you know, there's that constant notification, the dinging, you know, you want to check it. You want to see what's going on. And some people have suggested that you should have certain times during the day at which you check your phone. Meaning that, you know, rather than going every time you get a notice to unlock the phone and then open it up and then open the, you know, texting or whatever messaging program you have, and doing that every single time you get a message, which is a time sync,
right? People should just take more time to set up the different sounds for different types of notifications so that you know which types of notifications you want to respond to. You know, set up notifications for certain people that you want to hear from, and make
them
sure
a special sound.
And make sure that they contact you in such a way that it will generate that sound.
That's a good thing to do.
I mean,
I have that for a couple people.
People should just have this, you know, better strategies for managing their information. And I think just most people just don't take the time to do so, or
maybe they don't know they can.
Yeah, I mean, that could also
different
be
platforms make it harder to do different things too. I mean, you know, it's not always easy to set this stuff
up. True.
And you have to
use those platforms.
Well, and you have to know that you can
get
in the
iPhone
first place.
And turn everything over to Apple.
Well, I'm just saying, don't necessarily use those platforms. Use something else. You know, and you know, make arrangements with people to try and use the best possible platform.
Every time I send any kind of cryptocurrency from my phone, I'm so happy I don't have an iPhone product.
Why?
Because they don't allow Coinomi and a whole variety of other.
Is that why Coinomi's not theirs? Because they don't allow it?
We know quite well that Jax had a very difficult time updating their software because of Apple.
That's what they claimed, yep. The toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, but is that the reason why Coinomi is not there? Are you speculating on that, or have you actually heard?
I'm speculating.
Okay, just to clarify that.
It's nearly impossible to do crypto business on your iPhone. I'm sorry.
There's more coming up here.
I have problems. I've been with blockchain for a long time.
In moments. It's Free Talk Live.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-510-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-510-BACK to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-510-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Toll free, bring up whatever you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have Skype. That's Skype username lrn.fm. Some of the numbers are in here from Keene, New Hampshire, where the municipal elections were happening today. There were libertarians who were running, and it looks like all of them were trounced in the election, unfortunately, including our friend Bob, who was running for mayor here in town. He got about 19% of the vote. Now, to be fair, it was his first time running ever in Keene, and he was the only other competitor to the incumbent. So the incumbent did handily win, but I would say 19% for a campaign with... He had some campaign signs. He stood out at the polls today. I don't know how much door-to-door he ended up doing. He'd originally planned to do quite a bit, but I think he got distracted with other more important matters. And I don't blame him because, you know, you've got to do important things in life to make life work, and door-to-door, door-knocking is going to take a lot of time. But they do say that in New England that if you want to win an election, especially as a first-timer, going door-to-door is a way that that could possibly help. Of course, we don't know what the actual turnout was. It's not looking like it's much more than maybe 15 to 20% of the city's voters turning out. in the ward in which we do this the show, there was, when I went to vote at like 5 o'clock tonight, which was 2 hours before it was closed, there were about 500 people who had voted so far in the day. So not an overwhelming turnout or anything like that, by no means a mandate. These are the more politically connected people who tend to vote in municipal elections. And if anything, it goes to show that just a few hundred people who, if we had, let's say, a few hundred libertarians move to Keene, New Hampshire, we'd be able to actually win primary elections and, you know, in theory, potentially tip the scales on some of the general elections as well. Certainly, running candidates is better than not running anybody because, as I said, Bob was the only guy who ran against the incumbent. So he was the guy who got to speak on the media. He was the guy who got to talk about more freedom in the press. Now, unfortunately, we live in one of the least free cities in New Hampshire, which is Keene. It's probably the most it's one of the highest taxed cities in all of New Hampshire. Like, I think it's number two as far as the tax rate is concerned. This is a place that's close to Vermont. It's close to Massachusetts. It's a place where you're going to find more of a kind of a lefty big government influence here in this particular town. And we got a long way to go. But nonetheless, we'll see if there's any other news. I know Shire Dude, who's a Free Talk Live sometime co-host, was running out in Manchester for the city council out there, or the aldermen, as they call it there. So if there's any other news, we'll certainly let you know about it. Our former co-host Conan also ran for the one of the seats on the city council here and got trounced like 5-1, basically, 5 votes to everyone. So it's not an easy road here, but we do actually have people who are trying to do something. They're trying to work within the system to get elected. And some of the libertarians in New Hampshire are actually getting elected, not so much because they're running for town councils, but more so for state representative seats and things like that.
Generally not in this particular area.
Yeah, Keene hasn't been particularly friendly towards electing libertarians. In fact, there was a hate flyer, a voting flyer that went out that actually specifically targeted anybody that sounded libertarian. They alleged that Bob was connected to so-called Free Keeners. They claimed that Conan was part of Free Keene, which is, of course, the blog site that I run here in town to, you know, much hatred. And so
I'm sure the Free State Project appreciates them getting smeared with a Free Keene brush, though.
I don't think the Free State Project is actually mentioned anywhere in here. As far as the Free State Project is concerned, yeah, it's not in this document.
There you go.
Voting guide. Anyway, let's go to your calls and thoughts here. Sarah's in New Mexico. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Sarah.
Yeah, I found out that we're going to have 4 cameras each intersection and every ART stop on the rapid transit.
4 cameras per stop.
What is ART?
This is a new rapid transit that is being built in Albuquerque.
A bus?
It's a special with a special lane just for the special bus.
Okay.
Yeah, so it definitely will be for pedestrian and bicycle safety. It definitely will be because at the intersection, if they hit a pedestrian and run off, it's going to be in real time. You know, they'll be filmed. So they will be caught. So it's
okay.
Not there to give out tickets, but it's there for surveillance.
So you're happy about this. You want to see a larger surveillance state. You want to see more government cameras at more intersections and every bus stop everywhere.
Well, especially that central. Because they have
What about putting cameras into people's homes? I mean, there's a lot of domestic abuse that goes on in America, and if you could have government cameras in every room of somebody's home, that would really help keep domestic abuse victims safe, wouldn't it, Sarah?
Well, you know what? That's a private place. This is a public place. Everybody's fully closed.
But don't you care about domestic abuse victims?
Well, yes.
Well, don't you want to see? I mean, you care more about pedestrians, huh? You care more about their safety.
Well, let me ask you this, Sarah. You know that they have facial recognition software, right?
What?
So they can pretty much tell it's you when you hit the camera, right? They've got cameras that look at people's license plates. They know who the car is registered to. So, you know, to some extent, they can see you basically from the time, the government can know where you are and what you're doing from the time you leave your house in the morning to the time you get back. They know what your patterns are, where you drive, and that sort of thing. Do you think that'd be something that a tyrannical government might want to collect that sort of information?
Well, you know what? I mean, on a major street like Central, where so many people have been hurt and killed and hit and ran red lights, I would like that. And it's my dream come true, because we're going to have, and then everybody will know that we'll have four cameras watching you. So you can't run a red light and kill somebody and run off, because they will catch you. So technically, I really like it.
It's her dream come true, she says.
Yes.
A total surveillance state.
There's nothing private that they're doing on Central. Are they getting a massage?
I'm not asking if they're private. I'm not asking if it's private. I'm asking if you like the idea of the government tracking your movements and everybody else's day in and day out, day after day, establishing patterns, gathering metadata on you, quite possibly losing that information because they lose it all the time, quite possibly selling that information because they sell it all the time, and then, you know, it's not going to be you and I they're going to sell it to.
Well, the thing is, people are subject to cameras already as it is. You know, every Walmart, every Walgreens, people don't complain. When you walk to an ATM, you're being filmed. And the buses in itself, they're going to have 18 cameras inside the bus, plus a security guard. People want safety. We want, right now, there's alcoholics loitering, panhandling.
But why don't you want safety in your own home? I mean, couldn't your home be more safe if there were government cameras inside your home? I mean, wouldn't that make things more safe?
Well, it's a private place. People sometimes like to be naked. Sometimes people are...
Yeah, but is your nakedness more important than your safety? I mean, wouldn't you, like, want the criminal who breaks into your home and attacks you to be caught? Because if there were cameras in your home, then the government would be able to round that criminal up, supposedly, as long as they weren't wearing a mask or a hood or something like that.
Well, I mean, if that's what you want, if you
want to... No, it's not what I want. No, it's not what I want.
That's what you choose to, but you know what?
But I think it's interesting that you're using the excuse that it's going to, that these cameras at the bus stop are going to improve safety as the reason to have them, but yet when I point out to you that if there were cameras in your home, that might also improve safety, but yet you're against that. What do you got to hide, Sarah? What are you doing there in that house of yours or that welfare apartment that that you're in that you got to hide?
Well, the thing is that the Central Boulevard is open to the public.
No, I'm not asking you about Central Boulevard. I'm asking you, what do you got to hide?
Well, I'm doing a lot of personal things in my home. You know, and so do you. I know you probably run around and naked or whatever you do. You know what I mean? So why is the business for me to ask what you do in your home? You might.
Thanks for the call tonight, Sarah. I appreciate it. Oh, my. The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, Life Freedom.
You just want to badger that woman.
855-450-3733. You bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number here. This is Free Talk Live.
From the first letter of Captain Mark. History is full of flowery documents claiming to limit the power of the crown, but these poetic social contracts have been impotent to prevent the predation. Limited government is a lie they use to keep us submissive. The crown cannot be trusted to abide by its founding charters, nor its treaties, nor even its own rules. The essence of the crown is centralized violence, and I've had enough. That's why I raised my black banner. I am no revolutionary. My aim is not to reset the cycle of violence, but to break it. My aim is an evolved society, invisible to the crown. Not a new hierarchy, but decentralized networks with no central figure for the crown to target. If you want your servile life, keep it. But we will not submit to the crown's agenda. And when you are ready to stop being its beast of burden, ready for adventure and opportunity, join us at piratswithoutborders.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a four-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
This just in. Before your doctor gives you another antibiotic prescription that you don't want, get this free report, The Miracle of Garlic, Your First Home Medicine. This free report is filled with easy kitchen remedies for common colds, flus, sore throats, ear infections, and more. Plus, learn to boost your immunity before you get sick. Go now to GCNwellness.com. Just like it sounds, GCNwellness.com to get your free report, The Miracle of Garlic. Click GCNwellness.com.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. You can head on over to freetalklive.com. Get signed up for our email newsletter. It's easy to sign up for right there on the front page of the website. So head on over there. It's kind of at the top area towards the middle of the front page. At freetalklive.com, also on the front page, you can actually create the content in a Reddit-based system that allows you to share whatever you think's interesting. Maybe it's an outrageous news story or some cool video that you want to share with our listeners. Whatever it is, you can just put it up there, and then other listeners can vote as to whether they like or dislike your suggestions, and you get to vote on them as well. So head over, get interactive, freetalklive.com. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts. Dan is in Nebraska, listening online to LRN.FM. Hello, Dan.
Hello, hey. Minister Ian Bernard and Mark Edgington.
Hello, Dan.
Hey, I called in to provide a little bit of defense for Scott from Massachusetts who called earlier.
Scott the bigot. Not many people want to come to his defense. What do you have to say?
Well, the thing is, Ian, he calls in, and I don't feel like he's very good at coherently making his point, but there is something to be said about the whole, you know, communist sort of, like, takeover that isn't happening explicitly in front of our eyes, but that what he didn't bring up, instead, he should not have talked about the Jews, but he should have instead talked about the concept of Soviet subversion, where back in the 1960s and 70s, people who worked for the KGB were trying to not, instead of fighting a war with, like, weapons and guns, you know, that was all over. It was about taking a battering ram and ramming the pillars of people's culture until they would collapse and then could be subsequently replaced by communism.
This is cultural Marxism.
Yes. So okay. There's actually there's a really good interview you can see on YouTube about it called Deception Was My Job with ex-KGB propagandist Yuri Bezmenov explaining his role in destabilizing, you know, a few countries that he worked in and how that was his job. And he said basically it was kind of like, I don't remember the martial art he compared it to, but where you find where your enemy is making a mistake. So when the United States would have people who were destabilizing it from the inside, but who weren't working for Russia, and who would, you know, help them make that mistake for themselves so that they could lead to, you know, the collapse. Like how they inserted Marxists into all these universities to the point where now you have much more people who are professors at universities going to identify as Marxists than conservatives.
I would agree with you on that, but I mean, universities are ripe for socialists and takeovers. I mean, they're socialist organizations. The United States government, supports these socialist education systems. And then I'm supposed to be surprised that socialists take over?
Well, I mean, there's definitely a communist plot to take over the United States, right? And they've pretty much put in all the planks of the Communist Manifesto. We went over this a decade ago on Free Talk Live.
Sure.
I mean, I remember being in Florida talking about the,
the 10 planks.
Right, the 10 planks, and we found like 8.5 of them or something like that had already been like almost completely implemented. So I think there's something to say about that, but to do as Scott the Bigot does and blame Jews for that problem, because I think that is a problem of communist takeover. Of whatever, indoctrinating people into socialism and communism, which of course always ends in violence. These systems that are supposedly to make people equal, you can't do that. And so there's always force that has to be involved because people won't do those things naturally, and force always creates unintended consequences. So I think those are important things to talk about. But the suggestion being that it's all some sort of Jewish plot is, in my opinion, ridiculous.
Okay. Well, I don't want to give my actual opinion on that part, but what I will say is that I think there's a certain tragic point to it now where even though the Soviet Union is gone, right, they're done with the communism over in Russia, that this plan that they put in place to destroy the United States from the inside out is already working, and it's going to work until it completely breaks us down. So even though the original perpetrators, the original people who are trying to destroy us, are no longer working at it, their plan is still, poisoning America from the inside.
Dan, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. Let's go to John in Philly. John, you're on Free Talk Live, listening online.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Great show tonight.
Thanks, John.
Just calling in to ask about the Free State movement and the Free Keene movement and how they were received in New Hampshire by a lot of the locals and, basically the political movements there. And I'll go ahead and take my answer off the air.
Well, you don't have to take the answer off the air. You're welcome to stay here and talk. But it depends who you ask. I mean, so, well, guess what? If a bunch of people come into a place and say, hey, we want this place to be more free, and then they try to go and get elected so they can try to get the place to be more free, well, the people who don't like freedom are going to go ahead and do everything they can to fight against it tooth and nail. They're going to get dirty. They're going to get nasty, just, what you would expect from the political process and politicians. But yeah, so some people love the Free Staters. They love the libertarians that are coming in here. Others hate them.
4,500 people have signed up as Friends of the Free State Project who are in-staters.
New Hampshire folks.
Yeah, New Hampshire folks have signed up as in-state, Friends of the Free State Project. But, at the same time, it's certainly activated a few people who are against the Free Staters, and then a lot of people just complain because people complain. Really what's important is who's willing to be active in state government, and the answer to that is there's probably as many active Free Staters liberty activists within the New Hampshire state apparatus as there are either Republicans or Democrats. So we're at an equal parity, would be my opinion.
Well, if there's only like 5% of the population there voting, it would seem like, more of the people that are pledging to move to New Hampshire and move in there would vote.
Yeah, well, some of them do, some of them don't. Some of the people who move here, like Michelle Seven, who we just had on last night, she came back for a visit, but she's an anti-system, anti-voting person. Johnny Ray, our Sunday night co-host, is anti-voting. So not everybody who moves here is active within the political system, but there are still plenty of people who are running for office, who are willing to go and participate. I think, Johnson, you and I both went and voted today.
Yep.
Mark, you don't live in Keene, so you weren't able to do that, but you vote in your town elections when those things come up. So many of us are politically involved, and that upsets the hell out of these big government people who want to make the government bigger and more intrusive than ever. They're scared of the libertarians here. In pretty much every other state, libertarians get ignored. Here, we get front page news headlines because the libertarians are the only people, notably, who are challenging the status quo in a lot of places. Here in Keene, three of the elections had solid libertarian candidates in them. Now, they got trounced, but nonetheless, that's kind of what we expect to happen.
Election, yeah, it's definitely to be expected because the people who generally vote in a local election
are the politicos.
They're either old or they work for the government.
That's right. Or they're the family members of the people who work for the government.
Because they're basically convinced by to go directly vote for
their buddies.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right.
So there's a lot more that can be done, John, but we need more people to move here. We need thousands more. We just don't have enough yet. I mean, we're having a good impact. I mean, people are getting elected. There are state reps who are libertarians, like actual Libertarian Party members. There are also Republicans and Democrats who arguably are like very principled libertarians here. So we've had more political success in a decade than the Libertarian Party has had nationally, I would say cumulatively, in 4 decades. So, like, there's no doubt that concentrating activism in one spot absolutely works.
Right. Well, thanks very much for taking my call. And
John, thanks.
Tonight, guys.
Thanks, dude. I appreciate hearing from you. If you want to learn more, check out 101reasonsfilm.com. It's a great little hour-long documentary, and thanks for the call tonight. And it's free to watch online, so anybody can go and check it out. It's about 3 years old. It actually came out in November of 2014. I had the pleasure of being one of the co-producers for that film, and I think it's an excellent look at some of the different aspects of life here in New Hampshire. It's not just all about working within the political system. There's a lot of charitable volunteer work that goes on, people getting involved in their communities as well in a lot of different ways. And, I'm sorry, it's just the fact is, if you rock the boat, as we have successfully done here, just not just politically but also outside of the system, there are going to be people who hate you for it.
It's interesting. Yeah. I've had a conversation fairly recently, some activists comparing two liberty-oriented movies, Libertopia and Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree.
They compared them?
Yeah, compared them. Like, hated this movie. I really thought this movie, Libertopia, was really good, but they hated it because it's not action-packed enough. Like, Derek Jay's...
Well, it's hard to beat Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. I mean, it's a great movie. And that's another one you can watch for free online. And by the way, apparently the Berlin Libertarians lost in their city elections as well. So maybe they can blame that on Keene. See you tomorrow, freetalklive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.